Mavuto Kawonga is the Vice Secretary General for the Civil Servants Trade Union in Malawi. He told VOA that the salary increment follows an agreement the union made with the government negotiating team in December. They agreed that the new salary increase would take effect as of last November.
This month of January, we expect all civil servants to get their increment for January and the arrears for 2 months. But at the same time, we also agreed to start working on the salary restructuring, which will be effective in April.
Kawonga said the increment aims to address financial challenges resulting from the 44% devaluation of the local currency, resulting in price hikes of commodities and services. However, the 15% increase is below the 40% salary increment the Civil Servants Trade Union had earlier asked for. Shout Smeza is the president for the National Organization of Nurses and Midwives of Malawi. He says health workers, as essential service providers, deserve special treatment and better salaries.
From the essential service point of view, the 15% is by far nothing at all. Because as we are speaking now, the rest of the civil service was on holidays. But the essentials were on duty. As we are speaking now, nurses, midwives, clinicians are in the corridors of the hospitals and in the wards taking care of the Malawians.
Also, the president of Physicians Assistants Union of Malawi, Solomon Chomba, told a local daily newspaper Thursday that they would not accept a 15% increase unless their monthly professional allowance is increased from about $2 to $27. However, Kawonga of Civil Servants Trade Union said he could not comment on the concerns of health workers' unions, saying their grievances are handled by their line ministry. However, Smeza of the National Organization of Nurses and Midwives said the health workers would soon hold a meeting on matters with government authorities, which the Malawi Human Rights Commission is expected to mediate. Michael Kayatsa is the Executive Director for Center for Human Rights and Rehabilitation in Malawi.
This is an insult to civil servants because 15% is too little when you compare with the devolution that was effected in November. What it means is that the civil servants will still not be able to meet their basic needs because the cost of the basic goods and services has skyrocketed. It would have been better if the government had met the 40% demand. At least that would have made sense.
The chairperson for the government's negotiating teams on the salary increment, Charles Galimba, told local media that the pay rate of civil servants will rise as the country's economy improves. Representatives of the Civil Servants Trade Union said other negotiations on further salary increments would resume in April. For VOA English to Africa Service, I am Lamik Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.